This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco to go, taco to. This deal legit. Taco to go, taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go. $2.99.
I have a 2 for Tuesday code word for you right now. You can use it all day long to win Red Sox tickets, including at 8:30 this morning for the first time. And in honor of Jason Tatum, code word today is brick. So when you hear the cue to call, which will happen at the bottom of every hour today, on the 30s, Curtis, as we say in the radio biz, then just use that code word if you are the ninth caller, and you will win Red Sox tickets. We have tickets for the Sox and the Braves at Fenway that we will give away coming up at 8:30 this morning. But
growing up, were you a Boston Braves or a Boston Red Sox fan?
I mean, I was very sad when the Boston Braves left, Curtis.
We all were.
It was very upsetting.
Ken's still mourning it. Sorry, go ahead.
It was getting hot in her during Courtney's lead, so I will distract with my lead. But, Wiggy, go ahead.
All right. Good morning. So I'm going to be quick with my lead because we asked the question of if the Celtics repeat bringing the team back. And am I concerned that they lose to the Knicks? No, but I am at the point now where it's like, all right, just win the series. I don't care how many games it takes, whether it's 5 games, 6 games, or 7 games. I'm at the point now where you win the series, this will be a distant memory. But the question becomes not if they repeat and where do you go. The question that I have is, what if they don't? What does the team look like? Right? If they don't repeat this year, where do you go with this team in the sense of, yes, it got you to a championship last year, the way that you played the game and relying on the three-pointers, but is that something that, and I know that we're probably judging it based off of what we're seeing, is that a way that you can win the title again this year is being a team that just relies on the three-pointers, or do you have to do other things? And then if you get to that point and you don't able to win, get to the title and win a championship, or you just lose in the finals, where do you go from a team as of next year? Because it seems like...
So are you suggesting that this team, as currently constructed, if they're not going to rely almost entirely on the threes, is not big enough?
Well, how are you built, right? If you're relying, if you look at your team, and Tatum's taken 15, Derek White is taken 16, Brown's taking 10 three-pointers. If you're relying on that to get you over the hump, uh-huh, and you're not able to knock the threes down, or where do you go with this team? I think that's the question, is if they don't win, do you just run it back? Or, you know, because obviously the money situation is part of it.
Yeah.
Where do you go with this basketball team?
Okay. All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it.
Celtics blow a 20-point lead in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference semifinals last night at the Garden. And you can talk about that all morning long and all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. So, thanks to Curtis, we all became addicted to a Hulu show this past year called Paradise. And Paradise, we talked a lot about it on the show. I think a lot of you also tuned in and enjoyed the program. And it is about a Secret Service agent who is protecting the president. And there is a cataclysmic event. Is that apocalyptic event? And thankfully, they are, spoiler, they are all able to go underground to this massive Nirvana-type city that has been built by the government. And they are able to reinvent society down there under this mountain in Colorado. And so watching that, at least I, maybe others, said, wow, where did they ever get this idea from? Because it's a really cool concept that there's an underground city where everybody can go if the worst happens. Turns out, according to Catherine Austin Fitz, who is a former housing official in the Bush administration, these underground cities exist currently here in the United States of America.
Oh, wow.
And the federal government has spent $21 trillion building them. And here is Ms. Fitz discussing this on a podcast yesterday.
Between fiscal 1998 and fiscal 2015, there were $21 trillion of undocumentable adjustments in the U.S. government. So the question is, where is all this money going? And one of the things I've looked at is the underground base and city infrastructure and transportation system that's been built. So we have built an extraordinary number of underground bases. Some of these are documented as part of the national security infrastructure. I think there are many more. From 2021 to 2023, I spent 2 years collecting all the data and all the allegations on underground bases. We systematically went through and tried to estimate our guess, this is totally a guess, of how many underground bases, both underground in the United States, but also underground under the ocean around the United States. And our estimate was 170 with a transportation network connecting them.
And what would be the purpose?
The purpose, if you thought you were going to get a near extinction event.
So I'd like to know immediately, how do you get VIP? Like, Curtis, how do you get on the list? Could your dad arrange that for us?
I mean, he got me into BC, so anything's possible.
Money.
You have to have money.
You got to have a lot.
But you can't to reinvent society, you can't just have rich people. Right. You have to have attractive, beautiful people.
Right.
All right. Well, James will get me in.
You got to have some nerds. You got to have the brains there. Right. Shime.
Big and strong.
Ken. Uh-huh. Ken.
She was saying that there's documented places like this.
Yeah.
So there are actual places that are underground that like people know about that are not hidden. And then she thinks that there are more. Like, where are they?
They're under the ground, Courtney.
But how do you get there?
Government. You got to be in the government. You got to be in the government and know about all the secret documents.
Trump said he was going to tell us everything.
Well, not about that, Courtney.
He doesn't want to tell you where he's going when nuclear war starts.
And by the way, not only are they underground, Courtney.
Something is up in the ocean right now.
There are some under the ocean as right. well.
If they started building under the ocean, that would make a lot of sense why sharks were migrating to places in large quantities to places that they usually.
Is it under the ocean, like inside the Earth's crust, or are we talking just like in the ocean, like the city of Atlantis? I'm very confused.
I don't know. What if time? I am not privy to the confidential information. None of us are. That's the point of this whole thing.
I got
to
tell you, Greg. You make fun of me and Courtney for TikTok stuff all the time. Yep. This seems like something straight off TikTok.
It does? Really? Oh, yeah.
But who is this woman? Is she a quack? Like,
she's not a quack. She served in the Bush administration.
There's a guy on TikTok who claims...
Is she the one who said that there were weapons of mass destruction? Because then I wouldn't listen to her.
There's a guy on TikTok who claims that there's an underground tunnel system in L.A. that all the celebrities used because he used to work at an underground Starbucks.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I've seen that.
Right. I think that's entirely true, and there's lots of worse things that happen underground with celebrities in Hollywood. But, Greg, the place to go is actually New Zealand. There is something about the grounds, whatever. Google it. All the billionaires in America have bunkers there that are protected daily
by
paramilitary personnel.
In New Zealand.
In New Zealand.
New Zealand would be the place to go when the apocalypse happens.
And Zuckerberg bought all of Kauai and has built sustainable bunkers in the event of an apocalyptic event there.
All right. Well, those are our leads. Speaking of apocalyptic television programs, where are you currently, 4 episodes in, on this season of The Last of Us? I knew you
the
were going to say
The Last of Us is driving me crazy.
Well, I'm sorry. The Joel episode was excellent.
Yeah, that was good, but you lose a main character. You lose one of the main characters, one that you kind of you gravitated towards. You wanted to see what it was going, but it's just like
if you played the video game, you would know that.
Yeah, I didn't play the video games. It's just slow.
I hate the video game flexors.
Yeah.
Like whenever I talk about The Last of Us, like with Rich and others, Rich is like, "Yes, of course. If you played the video game, you would know that Joel died." Like, I know. I understand. I didn't play the video game. I'm just watching it on television.
It's slow and it's turning into like a love story.
Yeah.
Like
you don't like that?
No, I don't. I don't like the love story element of it, because what does that have to do with where they're going? Like, it's supposed to be this, like you said, apocalyptic movie.
It's interesting, though,
of these
that they,
clickers.
Like the part where they went to Seattle to avenge Joel's death.
Right.
I think is going to be good. Unless they give up and go home because of the baby or whatever.
Yeah. Is this the one where the people get the hives and the weird stuff on their skin?
Yeah.
Why do you watch that?
Because it was a good show.
It could happen, Curtis.
Yeah, why do I want to watch somebody break out in some disgusting rash?
Curtis, you lived through one pandemic. This could be the next one. You have no idea.
And I want to live my life to the fullest, not sit and watch things that would scare me away.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, we are going to get to They Said It coming up next. That is a quick back and forth on everything they said yesterday in sports. And we will certainly discuss what Jason Tatum said post-game after the L last night. Coming up next, right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Fine Mass Money. The Celtics drop game one in overtime to the Knicks. Final score 108-105. The guys led by 20 in the third before completely letting their foot off the gas. The C's went cold in the second half from three, but continued to fire away. Here's Joe Mazzulla after the loss on that.
I think for the most part, obviously, and over the course of the game, you always can find, 5-10 shots that you want to be better at. But, I thought throughout the night, for the most part, we fought for good looks. Throughout the game. But, you can find 5 to 10 that they could be better at.
The Jays each had 23 points in this one, with Tatum ending with 16 rebounds as well. Kristaps Porzingis went out with an illness, and Sam Hauser exited with a right ankle sprain. The C's off tonight before Game 2 tomorrow at the TD Garden. As for the other NBA playoff game last night, the Nuggets go up after a Game 1 win over the Thunder, 121-119. The Red Sox back in action tonight. They have the Rangers in town. First pitches at 6:45 with Lucas Giolito taking the mound, opposing Nathan Eovaldi. Lenny DiNardo will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Perfecting the Art of Fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show. In the NHL draft lottery, the Bruins fell 2 spots to number 7 with the Islanders winning the top pick. It's the first time the Bees are picking in the top 7 since 2006. The first round of the draft is June 27th. There was an NHL playoff game last night. The Maple Leafs lead the Panthers now after taking Game 1 5-4. And quickly in the NFL, Washington, D.C. will host the 2027 NFL Draft. The draft will take place across the most iconic landmarks, including the National Mall and Pennsylvania Avenue, placing the Capitol at the center. And that was brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. There's a lot of things to celebrate this month, from Mother's Day to Memorial Day and finding money you didn't even know you had. You could have unclaimed money from a forgotten savings account, uncashed payroll checks, or a refund check that never got to you. Go to FindMassMoney.gov today. It is a secure website that takes only 30 seconds to search your name.
Curtis, you see that text message on the Subaru of New England text line?
No, I gave up booze and the text message. I don't have any way to log in, so I haven't seen it in a week.
Let me read it verbatim. Cannot call. Shouldn't text. I have been stationed underground for 5 years. We enter through the subway system. It's wild.
Please say verbatim.
Uh-huh.
There's no way.
All right. So just to be clear... There are massive underground cities.
Where is he? I wonder. Just in case something pops off, we need to know where to go.
Oh, you want? You have a guy? You want a guy?
Well, no. I always
underground city guy.
I always load up on ammo.
Well, okay. That's good to know that the Odyssey app works underground.
Yeah. You know Ernie's on the short list, so we just need Ernie to get us in.
I just have so many questions, though. But, like, are the people that built the big dig, are those the ones that created the bunker? Because if so, I feel like I'm safer right here.
Yeah, I hope not. You're right about that. Okay, so Odyssey app appreciation for the individual who was sharing confidential information with the rest of us here on the Greg Hill Show. Curtis has the weather.
All right, Greg, 53 and cloudy, rain this afternoon, high 69.
Well, on a positive note for us and anybody who is up, I'm guessing, at this hour, we didn't have to wait until 10:30 or 10:45 to see the Celtics blow a 20-point lead last night in game one. Yeah. We were able to be done and finished by 9:30 or whatever that was last night. So.
Well, you had a 20-point lead and you missed 45 threes. I guess maybe that's the silver lining.
Yeah,
you probably won't miss 45 again.
Yeah, Celtics set an NBA playoff record with the most missed threes, 45 of them. And I
congratulations,
night,
history.
During that game, Jason Tatum moved past Paul Pierce into fifth all-time Celtics playoff scoring, which is a positive, but not a lot else that you can take from that game last night that makes you happy. So you could talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We will hear momentarily from Jason Tatum post-game what he said during they said it. Could I take one personal liberty and offer a hello today on National Teachers Day to Julia Hill, my incredible daughter, who is a teacher in Wiggy's hometown of East Boston, or secondary hometown. Yep. His original hometown is Brooklyn.
Yep.
He lied to everybody about that for a long, long time.
BK, baby.
But not only Julia Hill, but all of the teachers who do incredible work, the most valuable work that there is, with all of our kids all over this great country. So
she better be teaching them right.
She is.
Right.
And to Jess, special ed K through 5, she taught me how to read.
Right.
And now she's teaching other kids how
to
read.
There you go.
Yes.
Speds.
So, and Julia Hill, also a soccer coach there in East Boston.
Mold them young minds.
He didn't go to college and his daughter's a teacher?
Julia was telling me yesterday that a lot of the parents now have, it's the city, so have their kids picked up at soccer practice in Ubers.
Oh, wow.
Which is a...
Wait, really?
A new development.
That's nuts.
How old are the kids?
They're elementary school. A little bit older. I guess middle school when it comes to the soccer. She teaches elementary, but the kids are middle school.
Yeah,
soccer.
We were riding the train in, sixth grade.
Riding the train with friends is a bit different than like a stranger coming to pick you up.
It's Uber.
Yeah, when you live in the city.
Things happen.
No.
I think when you live in the city and it's like, you know, you got to go a couple blocks.
My parents still have me stay on the phone with them when I'm in an Uber.
Courtney.
Well, that's a whole other.
Yeah, that's a whole different story.
Oh, they don't. Don't say those kind of things on the air.
Sometimes
especially,
they do.
Especially with Hill Notes coming up.
Well, if it's night, if it's nighttime
Courtney,
and I'm alone.
30, how old are you?
33.
I don't want to be impolite.
33.
33 years old, and they have you stay on the phone with them when you're in an Uber?
Yes. Right. Sometimes they'll be like, do you want to stay on the phone with me? Yeah. Or like, stay on the phone until you get out.
Yeah, it's different. You're cut from a different cloth. Because
you need to break that chain, Courtney. You need to say, "Mom and Dad, I love you. You've raised me well.
Right.
Should the worst occur, I will call 911 immediately."
Yeah. What's 11 years old? 11, 12. What grade is that?
Like that's, fourth.
What?
That's fourth grade.
No.
11, 12. Yeah.
No, 12 is like.
Oh wait, maybe
sixth
seven.
Or seventh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I mean, I guess, you know, maybe fourth grade might be a little young, but you live in the city, I guess.
Yeah.
I know my mother wasn't leaving work to pick me up. Better figure it out.
Also, it is National Nurses Day, and sincere thanks to the men and the women who take care of us.
Shime's dad.
And there are, Shime's dad is a nurse.
Over at Mass General, has been for 30 years.
Thank
you. Excellent.
It's him.
And such incredible work done by all of you. So If you want something special, you want a rejoin request or something on Nurses or Teachers Day, then get a hold of the man who is the model for the Shy Marita, and Shine will try to take care of you. All right.
Can I just add, yes. when my dad came out of the quadruple bypass and you walk into the ICU, there was one nurse and like 60 different things connected to him that she was in charge of monitoring entirely on her own for hours. Like, how these people can do it. Like, you can never say thank you enough.
No.
Thank God for doctors. Thank God for surgeons. Thank God for, you know, all of that. But we would all be completely and totally lost without the help of nurses.
Yes. Probably some of them that are working right now in the massive underground cities that exist for the special people all over this country. All right. What else? It's a two for Tuesday. First chance to win Red Sox tickets this morning coming up at 8:30. But right now, this.
It's time for.
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They.
Don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They Said It is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they would like to honor those who built this city. So nominate a hardworking hero, whether they build or drive or just care for those in our city when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com, and they could win big prizes, including $1,000 cash. So go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. Up next, Curtis. We built another promotion in a few months. We built this undergroundcity.com.
Love it.
Okay, that's coming. But, Shine, where do you want to start?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Jason Tatum. We've been talking Celtics all morning. Tatum was asked about how the defense has changed his approach when it comes to shooting threes and going to the basket, and Tatum talked about his approach in the game.
How has kind of the defensive method against you this year, especially in the last few weeks, been in terms of shooting a three?
I like a lot of the looks I took tonight. Some I settled. You know, just I got to be better in some of those moments. Just be a little more intentional.
In terms of how do you not let your frustrating with lack of calls prevent you from attacking if you don't think you're going to get a call? Is that connected at all?
No, that don't connect. I mean, it's the playoffs. Like, you know, we probably should just play without the refs. Like, it's how physical it is. That don't really cross my mind at all.
Old head take, I'm sure, but does he sound pissed off?
He always sounds.
Yeah.
But do you want a guy who is the leader of your basketball team who is pissed off and embarrassed that they had a 20-point lead on the parquet and blew it?
It's not him, though.
Yeah.
Like, his energy just stays. He stays pretty even keel, which I think is a credit to him.
What do they call that? Monotone?
Yeah, very monotone.
Like, I mean, even Brown didn't sound like pissed off. His energy sounds the same way he is. I just think that they realize that they settled for way too many threes. And you got to, even if they're not giving you the calls, still, Brown and Tatum are so athletic and they're so like big in the sense that just get to the rim.
But why is there not a timeout at some point from the middle of the third quarter through the fourth where you say, let's change our approach? I understand the frustration after the game, but in game, we're all saying the same thing, yelling at our TV last night.
Because they get there because of the three.
So then why are they lamenting it? Why are they settling? If they're just settling, you're saying that's their offense.
I don't agree with it. This is the way that you can hear, even from all of them, Missoula included. We heard the Missoula audio in trending. I think you played it.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, we had good looks. We're just knocking down shots. We're not knocking down shots. Like, that's their thing. Like, rather than take have an open look three-pointer, they're going to shoot that rather than going, all right, we're not knocking them down. Let's try to get to the free throw line, get to the rim, whatever. Even get into the low post. I would even prefer Jason's step back, fall away jumper to hawking up.
I mean, bricks. I've been accused since he got here of being a Pritch stan, as Courtney would say.
Uh-huh.
But end of regulation, Like, why isn't he out there? Like, he's an unbelievable shooter. Like, why isn't he out there on the floor?
Because it might be hard for a guy who's been sitting the majority of the quarter to just really come out. And at the end of the game, they say, okay, you know, we're counting on you to shoot a shot when you haven't been in the flow of the game.
But he's been doing that all year.
Yeah, I think Pritch actually likes that. I think that he likes that pressure. So...
Well, I mean, at the end of the game, pressure is different.
Would Pritchard play first base? Do we know how that would work?
Might be a little too short.
My thing, though, Wiggs, is that then don't say you're settling if that's the game plan. Those are mutual. But you can't say you settle and then in the same breath say that's what we do. Right?
Yeah.
So he's saying we were settling for threes
right.
instead of attacking the hoop. And you're saying the game plan was to settle
for
threes.
No. I think that the game plan is to shoot the three ball. We all know that that's their game plan.
So then why did he say we settled?
Because I think at times they realize the three's not falling, so rather than settling for a three-pointer when it's not falling, let's get to the lane and see if we can shoot a high percentage shot.
Right, so why didn't they do that if Tatum said he was settling? Why didn't they do that in-game before they lost?
Oh, that's that. For me, I don't know why they didn't do that. That's the question I asked. Why are, I'm sitting at the TV looking, going, the three ball's not falling for you. New York's not to make a run. Why aren't you... taking better shots, high percentage shots.
Right. I mean, he had how many points in the final, what do we have, 36, 41 minutes?
He had zero in the fourth quarter. Technically, I think he had 2 points came from the free throw line. He was 0 for 12 in the fourth quarter.
That can't happen
ever.
But what is – I'm with you, Wiggs. I think he gets a lot of crap that he doesn't deserve, but I don't know how it's possible for a guy as talented as that in a mismatch such as last night to not do anything in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you're
it's
0 for also, 7 from the field and 0 for 5 from three-point land.
It's not sustainable. If guys are not making their shots, you can't just bump up the amount of threes that you're taking. They took 63 point attempts last
yep.
night. 60 of them.
Yep.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
And they missed 45 of them.
If I'm Mazzulla, I call a timeout and I say, listen, the next person that shoots a three-pointer, I am going to call another timeout and I'm going to punch you dead in your chest.
Yeah.
Like, I am literally going to punch you in the chest.
What's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, as I mentioned in my lead, the Bruins lost as well last night. They got the 7th pick in the upcoming NHL draft. Don Sweeney addressed the media after finding out what pick the Bruins got, and he talked about that 7th pick. Here was Don Sweeney.
Well, I mean, if you have a chance to win the lottery, I'm sure you receive phone calls in terms of whether or not you'll ever move that pick at 7. You still may. It's difficult to move up from there, but we'll do our due diligence in terms of what teams may want to jockey around, and we feel very, very comfortable about where we the scouting that we've done and the player we're going to get at 7 if we decide to stay there. Well, I don't think we're going to be anchored in, you know, whether it's positionally. We're just trying to take the best player that has a chance to be the best player in the National Hockey League that he's capable of being. You know, we always value the hockey sense. You always value skating. You always value whether or not, you know, the player, how competitive a player is. You know, you try to take the best player that you possibly can. You know, we're just in a position now where we're drafting in an area that we haven't been for some time, and we expect to add an impact player.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you know, if what's the expression about if bad luck were, if bad luck were,
go ahead.
Something we'd have. Somebody help me with that expression.
I don't know this. Yeah.
Don't know the expression. So go ahead.
There's a lot of bad luck.
If bad luck was a charm, I would be a prince.
That's not the one I was thinking of, but I like that
if
one.
Not right. for, I think it's if not for bad luck, we'd
have
no
luck at all.
No luck at all.
Is that the one you're thinking about?
Right. Yeah. I think right. that was Plato.
How much is like
Socrates?
The 7th overall pick like valued in the NHL world? Like, I don't really follow much of the NHL draft.
Chime, who's on your mock?
yeah, Adam Fantilli, Connor Bedard.
No, I'm saying like, can you trade...
I don't think you'll get much trading wise. Do you think they'll
trade
get...
out of 7?
No, yeah, like could you trade your 7th overall pick for an established player?
Not an elite talent, I don't think. No.
All right. No.
Not
all right, what's next, Shime?
Well, Greg, Courtney mentioned this in Trending today, actually. The NFL announced that the draft will happen in Washington, D.C. in 2027. Well, one of the men who was able to give that announcement was the president of the United States.
Oh, excellent.
He was with Roger Goodell.
Okay.
We can hear from President Trump and Roger Goodell announcing the draft being in D.C.
I'm pleased to reveal that the 2027 NFL draft, that's a big thing.
will be held right here in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., on the National Mall. I don't think, I was just saying to Roger, I don't think there's ever been anything like that. That's a good idea. In fact, maybe we could use it for other things also. I have an idea. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be something that nobody else will ever be able to duplicate that, I don't suspect. It's very exciting. Hundreds of thousands of football fans will travel all across our country to cheer them on in person. We expect, would you say, more than 100,000 people, I think. What is the capacity, would you think, it can hold? Because the mall can actually hold up to 1 million people if you go all the way back. What
over
do you think?
3 days, we'll be over 1 million.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be. You're going to.
Wow.
There you That's go. Huge.
It's a big
huge.
Thing. It's a big thing.
Courtney, have you ever visited D.C.?
I have.
Were you disappointed when you got to the National Mall?
No, not at all. I know what you're saying. I had a cheeky little Instagram post of at the Lincoln Memorial, and I said they told me we were going to Lincoln. Get it? Like Southie? Yeah. Hilarious.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But no, I liked it a lot.
Where is the D.C. mall?
It's a good visit. Like, right. Like you go to the
Smithsonian. Is there a Forever 21?
Washington, D.C. is a good visit.
All right, yeah. I've never been there.
You
so.
Haven't been?
It's beautiful.
I mean, I've been to D.C., but I've never been to that part.
It's Boston with a functioning subway. Right. It's actually
the subway is so nice.
Amazing. Clean, on time. Great city.
I went with Julia had her eighth grade class trip, and I went with the other parents on that trip.
Okay.
I got in trouble.
Yeah,
though.
I was going to say, didn't you get in trouble?
I got in trouble because I wanted the kids to watch. There was a Bruins playoff game, and I dared to suggest that we would bring a television into the hotel and watch the game.
Yeah.
And the history teacher said that was not on the schedule, and therefore the kids were not allowed to watch a playoff hockey game.
What a loser.
On a trip to Washington, D.C. Can you imagine that?
You were the cool dad, though, which
yeah,
is...
Yeah, I definitely was.
Yeah.
I did my best. I wasn't... I was not necessarily going to pay for the TV, but
right.
I was trying to arrange it.
You were still walking around the mall looking for the free chicken teriyaki samples.
All right. Is that it, Shy?
That'll do it today, Greg.
Okay. Coming up, we'll get to today's news, including the terror of another robot uprising. This one happened in China. I feel like... Some other countries are not doing enough to control their robots.
All right.
This is the humanoid that woke up in restraints and was not happy about it.
No.
And there's video.
There is video.
Okay, so news with Courtney next.
Well, I know that this is going to be bad news for some of my friends in this studio and really in the building, but the real ID deadline is tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wiggy, are you good?
I got mine.
Okay,
yeah.
Greg?
I went to get mine, and I was, I misunderstood. You have to have your social security number, your passport, and then some letters that have been sent to you at your address. And I thought you could bring any document with a social security number on it, like a government document, but you have to have the actual social security card, which I haven't had probably since 1981. Mm. So I was denied. I don't know what's going to happen. Am I going to be seized like when I'm walking down the street if I don't have the real ID?
No. All you need is your passport.
Yeah.
If you're going to fly going forward, yeah.
And
TSA says you will still be able to travel, but you're going to be pulled out of line. And it's going to take a lot longer for you to fly.
Oh, so you can still fly with your regular license.
Passport.
Passport.
Yeah.
What a joke that is. Like, if you have a passport, that should be good enough.
I know, but you got to take that into consideration on Monday.
Yeah. But if you have your passport, you're going to get pulled out of line?
I believe so.
No. No, it's an acceptable form. A passport will not lead to that. It's a better and more difficult piece of identification to have than a real ID.
I don't know. When I was at the airport the other day and they were talking to somebody in front of me and she said, well, I have my passport. And they said, no, you still need the real ID.
Did they sing, do you have your passport? Would you like to come with Rob to America?
They didn't, but they should maybe put that in the TSA checkpoint line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got it. Do you have your passport? Did you get your shots? Girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America?
I love this song.
To America.
America.
To America.
So we can hear from TSA rep Dan Velez on CBS Boston.
You may not have that star on your driver's license, but you may already have a passport card, a military DOD card, a DHS trusted traveler card. We have a whole list of acceptable identification that you can use in lieu of a real ID. We have a plan in place. We're going to be pulling aside and identifying individuals who do not have a real ID compliant ID and pulling them out of line. So those who do have it are going to be able to go through the line and keep going.
Yeah. So I'm at the TSA website. A passport is an acceptable alternative to a real ID.
Yeah. Correct. You can fly with it. The absolute joke of the thing is what he just said.
Yes.
They're going to yank you out of line.
Correct.
If you don't have the real ID.
Oof. Yeah. So you're
no, if you don't have a real ID compliant form of identification. So passport, you won't get yanked out of line.
No, that is.
That's literally what he just said.
Play it again.
We can play it again then.
Okay. Hold on. I X'd out. Hold on. Let me pull back up.
I don't know why we're arguing about this, but go ahead.
You may not have that star on your driver's license, but you may already have a passport card, a military DOD card, a DHS trusted traveler card. We have a whole list of acceptable identification that you can use in lieu of a real ID. We have a plan in place. We're going to be pulling aside and identifying individuals who do not have a real ID compliant ID and pulling them out of line. So those who do have it are going to be able to go through the line and keep going.
Yeah, so if you have a passport, you're fine.
So you'll be okay?
Yep, if you have as long as you have a passport, you're fine.
But that is a little confusing because what would they pull you out of line for?
Having a license.
Yep.
Okay. That is not real ID.
Okay,
That's where you would get pulled
out. So you could still fly with a regular license, but they're going to pull you out of line.
Like today, prior to this, if I forgot my license, I was in Fort Myers drunk off my ass. Uh-huh. I was flying home with the morning show. I didn't have any license that hadn't expired. So they pull you out of line and they're like, junior year of college, where did you live? What street? They ask you all these questions. It takes a half hour, but eventually you get let through.
Okay, so if you have a driver's license that is up to date.
Somebody needs to call because this is getting.
Let me just ask this question.
How is this confusing in any way?
He just said it.
I'm just confused on this. If you have a driver's license that's up to date, you can still fly.
Right. Correct. It will take you longer.
It'll take you longer. So I just want to make sure you can still fly.
I think Curtis is right on this.
Okay.
It makes me feel better. So as long as you have any kind of a real... So the real ID is not necessary at all to get.
No.
As long as you have an updated passport, you're fine.
So people have been run through the virtual hoops of trying to get an appointment at the registry and get a real ID, and you don't really need it.
A passport is harder to get cleared for than a real ID. Therefore, it is a very workable alternative to present to security at an airport. You will not get pulled out of line. You will get pulled out of line if you do not have a real ID or a real ID compliant piece of identification.
All right, well, that's good to know because my son is flying, and I was like, oh, he needs a real ID. But as long as he has a driver's license, it might take him a little bit longer.
I would double check on that.
There was a woman in front of me when I was flying last week.
Yes.
And she had her license and she had her passport. And they said they're doing a dry run for when it goes into effect. And it was not.
Right. But she was a part of your bachelorette party and trying to sneak a topless server home in her luggage.
Nope.
That was a problem.
We were not traveling together.
What else?
Boston City Councilor Tanya Fernandez Anderson, she did plead guilty yesterday to federal corruption charges after she took a $7,000 kickback from a staff member. She has yet to resign from her councilor position.
Good luck on that. Is she ever going to resign?
I don't know, but her sentencing is set for July 29th, and the government recommendation for her is 1 year and 1 day in prison, as well as a 3-year supervised release and $13,000 in restitution. Here's Tanya Fernandez Anderson speaking to reporters.
It really hasn't been about me. I was trying to resign immediately, and my advisory council advised that the District 7 doesn't deserve not to have a vote in the budget. So it looks like, and I'm working with them, and I'll give you more of a final decision soon.
Very interesting.
You can resign, and the city council can find somebody to fill your seat.
Right.
Happens all the time. So, trying to hang on to that gig.
Yeah.
And you should be disqualified from serving political office if you are accepting bribes. And the city council should remove you immediately if you're not willing to resign and you want to, that give you the opportunity to save face or whatever. She should be out of there.
Also, what happened to the rug and the furniture? I got to know about that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a great question. All right. We got to take a break. We will get to the rest of today's news, including the terrifying robot uprising story from China, and in which a humanoid who was restrained refused to accept said restraint. We'll get to the rest of today's news next.